Man, I don't know. It still gets me. It was a little quiet that time, but it didn't get me quite as hyped. In the background there while this is all going, I thought I had the Welcome to Monday Papers. I'm Coach Casey. This is Skin Man.
What's up?
If you're watching, you're watching on Facebook. If you're listening, you're listening on Mixler.com/ Falcon FM. Now back to it. So during the intro, there was an update that happened on our old Mevo, which is our secondary computer, which is where you would also be watching if you were watching not on Facebook and it were working. Malfunctioned. There was an update and it made me change where we signed into and blah, blah, blah. And so now it doesn't have internet, so it's not working. So maybe if you're doing a story here, I'll mess with it in the background. We'll see if we can get Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Twitch, and all of them up and going. For now, you got us on Facebook, Mixler, and all kinds of places to download us later. Today is December 9th,
I think,
the year of the iguana. It is. My computer says it. You don't have to ding me.
Yeah. We're on number 9 today.
That was
nine.
The whoa. That was the
nine.
Whoa. That was definitely
German. Nine.
Overpoweringly. What are we doing here? We're going to read some news. We're going to make fool of ourselves. We hope to make you smile.
Here or just life in general?
Yes.
What the hell are we doing?
What are we doing here?
And why?
What are we doing in general? Normally, the guy that's been still in the show, who's kind of became the face of Monday Papers, I don't know how it happened, only two episodes. And he became the face of Monday Papers. And what's weird is all you see is on the face of it's just him looking through a little window. It's just his eyes, his nose coming up. It's Andy not here tonight.
So he's not even here.
No.
Monday Papers with Andy. No,
nope,
he's not
nope.
here.
So it's Monday Papers back to Coach Casey. Skin Man are here to fill in.
If we had a window, I would look to see if he's looking in, but there's no window
here. Purposely. That way... Because we were going to put a window in the studio at one point. We talked about it. The biggest fear was
ditch people.
Well, that too. But if we did that, would he even show up to the show, or would he make me set him up some headphones outside the window and he's just watching in through the window? So we had to cut the window because remember we were going to do a booth.
Right.
And then we were afraid he'd just be hiding in the window the whole time. So, when we first started, we always go to MSN. I always try to pick a couple stories from MSN. Everything that's going on in the news today is obviously still the impeachment, but if you follow along, the DOJ's report or the watchdog's report on the Mueller, basically the Russia investigation, came out today. And it's so funny because just like when the said Mueller or Russia report came out, both sides are claiming victory. Both sides, Democrats saying, completely, I told you. Republicans, completely, I told you. Same thing with this comes out today. It basically says, the way I read it in about 15 different articles I tried to read, which we may skim over something, is that, yes, they were right and justified to launch the investigation. There was, even the DOJ or whoever does this, I know the guy's name, it's one of the stories, does this report even admit there was enough evidence to start that he could see why one was opened. What he's saying, though, without saying it exactly, is that they manufactured a lot
of... We do not take side. This is Russia, bitch.
They do take side.
This is come not to find taking out. Side.
I don't know if that... I think I went Arnold on you there. This is Finn. Nope, that's Swedish. God dang it. Hello, it is me, Vlad. I am here. Not it either. I'm not. I don't got a Russia, man. I'm not.
That's the dude down in Quick Trip.
That is. I'm Vlad. Is that maybe that's almost like a Mexican Russian I was pulling off there? Yo, what's up? It's me, Vlad. But basically, and then the other side says that they were manufacturing evidence, that there were bits of evidence, but they took the popcorn kernel and turned it into the puff without the microwave. Or the heater upper thing, you know. So everybody's claiming victory. Nothing to me, I guess, even like the Mueller report says anything. So I don't get nothing out of it. It's 500 pages. If you're somebody that wants to strongly argue either side of any of this, you have to read it. And I'm not gonna. So I'm just gonna say.
Are you gonna read it now?
We'll do a Monday paper special. The 500-page, me and you just reading 500 pages of the DOJ report, just getting through two or three stories is hilarious, but trying to read, we'd both be asleep.
Let's start with one page.
How many words? Yeah, that might be as funny as Andy reading on the
wind. I'm just typing, not really saying much of anything. I'm just using a bunch of words in order. It does make sense, but there is actually no truths.
There was a joke that I had I wanted to make, so everybody, like, nobody wanted to read the Mueller report when it came out, and I was going to put it on, like, audiobook for everybody to put out, because everybody will listen to audiobook, so I was going to, but then I was going to have two options, select English or Russian, because if you had the Mueller report read to you by a Russian guy, then you're like, okay, that makes sense, definitely, and then if an American guy...
Well, yeah, you wouldn't fall asleep at the wheel, because you'd be terrified. There's a Russian gangster in the back seat.
You will stop now. And go to the bathroom. So there's really, there is a couple stories we'll get to. I'm going to wait to do them. There's every time there's like a top 100 shows up, me and Conrad do that one. So I'll wait toward the end of the show, but there is a top 100 TV shows of all time.
How'd your weekend go?
Let's
start light.
Well, we'll wrap back around. We'll wrap back around.
Okay.
My weekend was nothing. That's what we were sitting here before the show, and I was trying to decide. Did I have a weekend? Did I do anything this weekend? I had a birthday party on Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. For my cousin, great.
Oh, wasn't yours.
I don't know exactly how to describe this. It's my cousin's daughter. So like second cousin, third. I don't remember how
that
worked.
Yeah, it's one of your cousins still.
Yes, I know, but I didn't know what level or line, you know.
All about the details.
Anyway, a cousin's, she turned 3. I did have an interest.
She didn't even know if you were there or not.
She did.
Look, cake.
No, she knows me. I met her. I don't know. It's probably been about a year ago, a little over a year ago, the first time. And then she didn't want nothing to do with nobody. And I've seen her now. This is the fourth or fifth or sixth time I've seen her. So now when she sees me, she knows me. So it's kind of gratifying because you're right. If when you show up to these and you don't see them but once a year or right. Have never seen it, the kid's like, you know, but
yeah.
She's like, Casey, you know, you're like, oh, hey, she remembers me. What's your, no, is your, no, you know, no, I'm joking. So there was an interesting thing that happened there and a little bit of my family listens and I told them, they know I do this show, so they know anything that comes up is more or less free game. But one of my cousin's husbands fairly early on came over, and he's a cool guy. We've got along pretty good, but he's definitely, if there's a wall being built, he's on the side of it that really wants it built. I don't know how to, I don't know. Anyways, but he comes up and he starts asking me questions like that. And it's like there's like some pre-planned guide to the right book of how to break down a leftist in your family. And I don't come across, and nobody really, I don't think in my family necessarily knows my politics in this family, but I think he was trying to fill me out. Or like maybe it's your way to find out where somebody stands on something. But he keeps asking questions with a preconditioned, he already has his answer formulated, but he just wants to know what yours is. He'll say things like, you know, I don't know where I stand on this, you know, the immigration thing, but they're definitely a big strain on our economy, don't you think? And, you know, just kind of like questions where he's saying what he wants to say, But then he'll say, like, finally, this went on for like 30 minutes. We're fighting back and forth. I kind of say my stance on something and not necessarily saying it, just saying, I don't really have a view on it because it doesn't affect me. And my view, people don't want to hear a lot of times because I'm such a, I care more about human rights than American rights. Like, I want every person that's born to have the same chance to succeed, thrive, and survive as I do. So a lot of people don't want to hear it, and they don't want to hear it like that. And especially people that are like extremely, or say they're extremely religious, but then say, yeah, but, you know, America first, America first. Well, no.
People need more distractions.
Exactly. I guess that's where.
And that's, I mean, if there's a conversation that somebody else wants to bring up and you want to distract them, I've got the perfect way. You want to know how?
Okay.
Ask me how.
How? How do you distract somebody off that?
You cut your pubes and put them in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
And then when something like that comes up, you reach for your phone or something, and then you grab some of the pubes and then just sprinkle them out on the table in front of you. And they're like, what the hell's that? Oh, sorry. And then sprinkle them towards them.
Okay.
And you can totally tell that they're pubes in your pocket, uh-huh, and they'll never talk to you again.
Well, I didn't want it to be that sense. So I want people in my family to like me. Like,
how's that for starters?
So some of them are new to me that they like me. So they haven't got to know me enough again, like later on since I've matured or whatever.
If you throw your pubes at them, they'll know you. They'll know you.
Exactly. But I love, like, his wife is probably one of my favorite cousins. They're all my favorite, but she's one that just is, anyways. So
we wouldn't go over well then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, it kind of came back to that thing. I said, you know, you're a real religious person. How do you look at it? You know, like, I just say, like, what if God was standing on the border? What would he do? You know, I was trying to do it kind of as a joke to do that, to kind of.
Oh, you're going to throw him, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
And Jesus, what do you think?
Yeah,
Jesus
would exactly. Do? He would let them all in. No,
he would part the wall.
But it was like there was 40 people or 30 people in the room when this conversation started. And he starts getting louder and louder as he's asking the questions. And I'm pretty good at this calm, especially when I want to win a conversation.
Right.
The best way to win it, whether you're right or wrong, is to stay the calmest. Because the most excited person usually doesn't have an argument. They just have wild words.
Crazy.
So all of a sudden I look up and she yells. She's like, stop it. You've cleared the room. And there's literally four people now sitting in this room that was 30 a minute ago.
So you were right then.
Yes. But then he came over another time and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just, you know, this is stuff you would talk about on your show, right? And I said, no, not really. Here's things we try not to talk about. Politics, religion, money. We only make fun of those things to, if you're going to hurt somebody's feelings with them, you might as not hurt their feelings with the truth. You might as well just hurt their feelings with a joke.
Right.
But then he'd come over and be like, I mean, I wasn't really telling you how I believe, though, was I? I was just asking you questions.
Well, the Buddhists actually have it right, though.
Okay, how's that?
Well, they're the only ones that get into heaven.
Why is that?
Because they're correct.
What? How are they correct? You're just saying that? That's your this is just your stance, right? No, I don't believe. No, I think it's only Jews.
Did you see how the distraction came in?
No, it worked great. But that was about it. It was a great thing. Cake, ice cream came back. My daughter,
ice cream?
Actually, there was no ice cream. I take that back. Cake and cupcakes.
You like?
I'm sorry. There might have been. I didn't have ice cream. I had a marble chocolate and white or
still just
cake.
To hover around that 180, huh?
And then I had sorry, no ice cream. And then I had part of a chocolate cupcake. Everybody scones me because I or scorns me because they don't scone me. They scorn me because I scrape the icing off of stuff. And
that's just weird.
I know it is, but I like.
I scrape the icing off of stuff and then put it on mine.
I know, and that's what I would do. Like one of my cousins, she would just lick the icing off, and I'm like, I'm not going to let her lick it off, and I'd scrape it on thing. Like, here's some more icing for you, because I would rather eat two cupcakes.
So did she put the other cupcakes back after she licked the
icing
off?
Yes, she was like, well, she wanted to save them for people. She didn't want to be wasteful.
Oh, wow.
She looked like she had a clean mouth. I think, like, much like dogs, small children's mouths are very clean.
No, kids are full of diseases.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, if they're unvaccinated, pretty sure she was vaccinated. She's fine. No measles.
Yeah. Kids don't wash their hands.
Well, that's actually a good thing, I thought.
That's nature's flu shots, what it
okay.
is.
Okay. But that's why they always have all of those things with them.
That's why kids are always sick. It's slinging snot everywhere and coughing. And
I do have to say, my pretty girl, my daughter had her snowball dance, and it is so scary to see your kid grow up and look like a woman in like you know, outfits and stuff, and I like, just go back to 12. That's all I say. Like,
right.
She's 18 now.
Do you get into the hard liquor that night?
No, I didn't. She's a good kid. She's so much smarter.
Well,
I don't.
She's a good kid.
And he, but her boy.
There's a lot of kids that are not good.
I know. She. It's funny as we get they do all these pictures. Amy goes over to the friend's house for pictures. They get all dressed up. I mean, Blaze is getting ready 2 days before she goes and gets her hair colored. Then the day of, she goes and gets it styled by the lady. We pay money for it, I'm sure. She goes and does all of her friend's hair, and there's a group of six of them. And then, you know, 20 minutes before the dance, my wife gets a text after she gets home from doing pictures. They're going to go eat, and then they're going to go to the dance. We're thinking about just going bowling instead of going to the dance.
Yeah.
So they went bowling instead of going to the dance. So what they like is the getting ready part. And I don't even know, like, you would think they would at least have done, like, the whole walk-up thing.
Right.
Where everybody does pictures and, like, sees.
No, fuck you guys.
But that made
not
it
not even going.
That made it on Instagram and Facebook or whatever. So everybody that needed to see the pictures of them dressed up, seen them.
Right.
So they did their thing. It's like their little photo shoot.
Right.
And then they went and bowled. So I was actually glad for that because they were home by, like, 10 or 10:30.
Right.
I'm telling you, on a dance night. Now, granted, I also didn't have any, like, supervision. But the girls or whoever I was with, they would play part of the game where the dance got over at midnight. Even if we didn't go to the whole dance, there's no way they were coming home before midnight. You know,
right.
We were going to go out and play PlayStation and stuff.
Sure.
And drink and smoke and all that other stuff. So, and then football. Which I'll bring it up Wednesday. I was pretty hurt Sunday because part of the cast and crew from the Conrad and Jack show had decided there was a, me and one other gentleman on the show who will remain nameless for this conversation are huge fans of the Wichita State Shockers.
Right.
And before, not last week's show, the week before, me and Not Mexico were talking about the game. And he said, hey, man, they're going to be in Stillwater in a couple weeks. You down to go? I said, hell yeah, that's a couple hours away. I'll go anytime.
Right.
And he said, I said, just get me tickets. Just tell me when. And at that time, I didn't realize it was quite as quick as it was. But then he comes to last show and he said, why did you say you didn't want to go to the game again? Because I just got tickets for me and Conrad and E.
Yeah.
He said, you'd rather watch them at home or something? I said, no, I told you I wanted to go. So I think this was payback for the Wednesday show, or the Wednesday where he came in and watched the game with me. So, and then I get a hurtful message on the board Sunday morning from Conrad. So is Casey going? And I did my little sad no. Me and Amy were going to go.
Was
and
that the sad walk?
Yeah, that's what that was. Okay. That was my sad walk was no.
Yeah, class was over at 10:30.
We should have just drove up there and sat by. Well, you didn't want to go either. And I was kind of, I was going to pay for Andy. I just needed to hear that he was interested in going, and he wasn't.
Sunday's family day for Andy.
I know, but he said he wanted to go see the land. We had a whole, that was part of the main, I mean, I want to go. I get to watch the Shockers play here locally two or three times a year. I'm going to the Oklahoma Shockers game next weekend. So, I mean, I get to go to plenty of games. That's not but I would love to have won. It was a great game.
Right.
That being said, it was fine to watch at home too because I didn't have to drive back and do all that. I was fine with that. I wanted to see the land that Shannon wasn't going to get. That was the main thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanted to see if there was any chickens left after the auction. I wanted, you know, so.
No, that somebody was there with a golf club. Just took out every rooster.
Oh, they're gone. Yeah. Gone. That one's mine. I bought that one. That's messed up. What'd you do this weekend, buddy? Or since last show that you can talk about, not for Wednesday.
Well, Saturday, there was a night Christmas parade in Kingman.
Okay.
So I went out to that.
With the family or just you?
It was me, my oldest daughter, my mom, and her boyfriend.
Okay. Was that a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Do they throw, like, candies at this night parade?
Not really.
Not
really. They
didn't
they,
get no Tootsie Rolls?
They hand it out to four-year-olds.
I was going
to
say, you didn't get any chocolate chewy gum?
No.
Hmm.
No, there wasn't any chocolate gum. There wasn't any pushing kids out of the way to get candy. But I did have a cinnamon roll. And, well, it started
at the parade, did they throw cinnamon rolls?
No, but they had it over at the flower shop.
Now, did they have a hot dog anywhere?
Couldn't find a hot dog.
You should have experimented on your own and shoved that hot dog in that cinnamon roll, dipped that thing in some chili. And
I did have chili. Chili was really good.
With the cinnamon roll?
No, the chili first, because that was at the church, and then went downtown, and then it's like, I bet there's
they had cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
And now, was the church? Where was the church at? Was it still there?
About a half a mile away.
So you could have went back and got a little more chili for the cinnamon roll.
No, they ran out of chili.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are you saying that just so I don't?
Well, I'm totally just saying that. There's no way of running out of chili on a chili feed.
There's still chili there sitting in a pot out back.
Because they also had chicken noodle soup and potato soup.
I would not suggest dipping
and
it
chili.
In. Okay. So it was a soup day.
Yeah.
Except chili's not a soup.
Every kind of pie under the sun.
I tell you, there's one thing you want to get Conrad mad about. Bring chili on a soup day. Say, put a sign up that says soup day at work, and then put chili on there. You want to talk about a whole day's worth of conversation with that guy at work.
Right.
And him asking every customer that walks in, just real quick, $13.95 on your total. We are doing a survey. Do you consider chili a soup? Where do you stand on chowder? Okay. Yeah,
chowder is a soup.
Okay. Now, what about a jambalaya or a jumbo? Not a soup, right?
That's what belongs in the toilet.
Okay, but it's not a soup.
No, it is.
If you add rice to something, it's not a soup. If it's a separate, it's not a soup. Maybe a jambalaya. I don't know.
Yeah, jambalaya is a soup.
I don't know about that. Is stew a soup?
Yeah.
It's a stew.
Well, if stew makes the soup, it's still a soup.
But chili's not a soup.
No, chili is chili.
Okay, chili's, we're at least even on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have some of that chili soup.
What else?
Nobody says that.
No. Yeah, it's soups and chilies is usually how it's listed. What and what else, buddy? Nothing else going on? That was Saturday night.
Yeah.
What about Sunday?
Sunday went to class and then was working on Old Blue because we started up and then the steering wheel just starts shaking. The engine just shakes like hell. It was a fan clutch.
Ooh, okay.
And that was after I replaced the spark plugs, plug wires, distributor cap, and the rotor.
Did you drive Old Blue over here a couple weeks ago?
Uh-uh.
No, you didn't? For some reason, I thought you did.
That was a few months ago.
Maybe it was then. Yeah. We felt you coming in.
Right.
So you got it fixed up. Now it's all running good?
Yep.
You got a big haul coming up with it, or just time to get it running right?
No, I'm just trying to sell it.
Oh, still? We thought you had it sold a couple times. There was a big announcement on the show.
I thought so, too.
There was a big announcement, a big celebration.
I'm not sure if I'll talk to him
again. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would have bought it either if the thing was shaking. Now, granted, had it not been for Blue, this carpet in this studio wouldn't have been here.
It's running as well as it did then.
A great picture I took of that carpet almost flying out the back of that truck in queue was a great sequence.
Well, not flying out.
It started to come out. It folded in half, and then
it was taking flight.
It was taking flight.
I'm not sure flying out.
Why are you trying to sell it? What are you going to do when you can't move rolls of carpet for people and stuff with a big truck?
Well, then that's less for me to do.
That's true. But if you got to move a mower or something, trailer. I don't know. I'm coming out, running out of ideas. I'm just running. I keep three trucks all the time, and I'm trying to justify why.
See, I borrow a truck from you if I need one.
That makes sense. I got plenty.
That's my plan.
Okay.
That's my plan now.
And you worked on the Jeep too?
Yeah. I cleaned the windshield on that and did the Rain-X thing.
That needed cleaned.
It was.
I've never seen that much.
How's that?
Stick from the inside. I don't know what your morning routine is, but.
Well, the.
You don't smoke in there. You don't. But it's just this weird white film.
Yeah, because I was following a semi that was hauling sand.
Ah.
And I got behind it too close, and then it got sandblasted, so it needs a new windshield.
Okay. But did that on the inside, too?
No.
Just on the outside?
Yeah.
And that's Skin Man's weekend? Nothing else? Nothing exciting? It's pretty boring for both of us. I mean, I got in a political argument at a birthday party. No races for me, no nothing this weekend.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with boring.
That is true. I could, after a Thanksgiving weekend and after all that, I think it was nice.
Yeah.
I probably should have. I've still got a few Christmas jobs, things, fixer-uppers that I needed to do. But
I did watch quite a few episodes of Disenchantment.
What's that? Is that the girls from Charmed do another show?
No, it's a cartoon. By, I think Matt Goering, the same dude that does The Simpsons.
Okay.
He's the artist on that.
Okay.
And it's the same kind of humor.
But dirtier or the same?
Maybe
a little darker.
Maybe a little darker.
If it's the same, I don't want to watch it.
Maybe a little darker.
I just watched The Simpsons.
Maybe like Family Guy version of Simpsons.
But like that raunchy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I might have to watch that. Any hot characters in it?
No, they're all just ugly as sin.
Hmm.
And they're pretty snarky and hateful, so it's... You'll love it.
That actually sounds great. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a good show.
We'll do... I can't do the whole 101 list, but I got to do a story from MSN or else I won't... I don't have to. Most of these, just like as I was scrolling through, most of these I've never even heard of. So this list we're doing is 100 best TV shows of all time. A lot of it'll be a scroll through because 100 is going to take the rest of the show. And I mean, we've got at least two stories. So, The Expanse, number 100, never heard of it. Off to a bad start. We did this one, The Americans. And so we did like best seasons of all time on the show once. And The Americans was on there like 10 times. I've sat down and watched a couple episodes and maybe I just need to get farther into it. Have you ever watched any of The Americans, Skin Man?
No.
It kind of fits how we started off the show. It's basically a Russian spy show about Russians that have been put into, you know, American everyday life, you know, and certain of them have jobs in government.
I think I started watching that, but never really went anywhere with
it. It's supposed to be killer. So maybe I'll sit down and there's like 8 or 9 seasons of it, if not more.
Well, I got some catching up to do.
Uh-huh. And it's supposedly good. So maybe we'll do that. We'll have to watch
8 or 9 seasons.
Well, to be fair, they've been infiltrating America for a long time. So there's a lot of seasons worth. It's been going on. It was funny because it's one of those shows that was around before, you know, the idea of Russian spies in America has been around forever. But before...
There's a reason for that.
Exactly. But before it was like brought to the main stage and the everyday talk about, it's funny that a show, and they're like, I was reading a story on here one time where some of the storylines even have like, it's set back in the day, so it can't evolve to today, but there's certain stories that just, it's kind of funny how they fit, I guess. So The Americans, Broadchurch, aired from 2013 to 2017. Never heard of it. Doesn't look like anybody I know. So I don't have all these channels, so it makes it harder. Banshee. Supposedly was a real good show. I heard some things about it. It has like a 8.4 rating, number 97 from 2013 to 2016. Never heard of it. I mean, I have heard of it, never watched any of it. Stargate SG, number 96. Outlander, number 95. Now this one kind of hurts my feelings that it's back this far. 94 on the list is Entourage. I don't know if you ever watched any of that. It was an HBO series. It was, basically followed an actor and his boys kind of through the beginning of his acting career and then finally getting some success. And then even kind of as the show, you know, went toward its end, kind of the fall of him even a little bit and about like, you know, guys he grew up with, one of them becomes his manager. One of them, like his brother's a character who's a struggling actor. One of them's like the guy that gets the drugs and the girls and all that. And so it was a pretty good show. I don't like it being at 94. It got an 8.5 rating. It ran from 04 to 2011. I didn't like the last few seasons as much, but the first 3 or 4 were great. It was perfect for me. It was rock stars, drugs, alcohol, partying, girls, comedy. 93 Persons of Interest from 11 to 16.
Persons of Interest?
Yeah.
This is a show?
Like several shows on this list, the first season of Persons of Interest received mixed response from critics, but as it developed, I think I've seen it. It was like a ABC type show. I just don't watch a lot of the network shows, so sorry if we're killing a show you love.
Well, if they love the show, then I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad they like the show. I don't have to watch it.
That's true. We're going to have to skip forward because we're only on 982. But it is another great show. So it lets me know that I'm so far behind. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Don't know if you watch it at all. It's pretty funny show. It's just a comedy, horrible. I like it because.
So these are the top 100 shows
of all time.
Drop down to 20.
Number 91, Futurama. 90, Fringe. 89, Modern Family. Supernatural, 88. Flight of the Conchords, 86, which that's going to piss some people off. Louis, 84. Office UK, 83. That's going to make some people angry. Mr. Bean, one of my favorite all-time shows, at 82. Mr. Bean ran from 1990 to 1995. I always tell people about this, and nobody's ever heard of him. It was a horrible British show that ran on, like, Channel 8, and it was great. Taboo, 81. I did. Silicon Valley, 80. That was one of Conrad's shows he said we need to watch. Luther, 79. We're going to skip. I'm just going to read. Hannibal, 75. That's a newer show. Mr. Robot, 73. I got into that for a while, and I've started watching some of the newer. It's kind of a weird show that you shouldn't do, but I've started watching some of the newer seasons. It's like a futuristic set kind of weird show about hackers and how computers run society, and it's kind of a scary look into our future. Mr. Robot. 72, Suits. That's been talked about on the show a lot between me and Conrad, mainly because of that girl, that beautiful girl standing right there to the left, Mrs. Princess Meghan Merkel.
The one that needs a sandwich?
Don't you talk about Meghan Merkel. She has gotten thicker now since she had her kid, but Suits got all of its fame for me with Meghan Merkel. We're going to have to, man, 69, Justified. Star Trek Generation. Next Generation, 68. Archer, this hurts my feelings. This is probably one of my favorite animated shows of all time.
Yeah.
Push the Envelopes, great character.
Yeah, that's one of my top 10 shows right there at
65. At 65 with an 8.7 rating. See, right. That's the kind of show, though, it's a like a kind of a niche because
it
pushes away a lot of different audiences. But if you can just laugh and watch a comedy, then it's pretty funny.
Well, some people have never had a good day in their life.
That's true, and they're most of the people that don't like that.
And then if you bring that up to them, they'll think it's pissed.
Oh, man, here's another one that I think this would be one that I would like to do. Like, I wish I'm going to put some of these out on Twitter because, like, this Shameless at 61. I've only watched a couple episodes. My daughter watches it, but most people that watch it, that's, like, one of their top shows ever. So I have to watch it before I can speak on it.
I grew up in a town kind of like that, so it's not really my favorite.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because that shit happens.
Oh, I know. That's why I think a lot of people like that, because it's a show about shit that could really happen. It's the same with Breaking Bad.
Right.
It's a show about it. You know, it's like you could see that happening, and all of a sudden a bad guy you're rooting for.
Yeah.
Because he's not really a bad guy. He just made some bad business decisions.
I mean, the whole town was not a bunch of degenerate assholes.
But
there were enough in that town to ruin it.
Yeah, that's Belle Plaine, buddy. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm with you. Parks and Rec at number 60. That would probably make Conrad mad. Another one that I thought would be higher.
Parks and Rec, I'd put that at like at least an 8.
It would be in my top 25. I don't know if it makes my 10, but it would be on the edge of my top 25 shows. Mad Men at 59. Never watched any of it. A lot of people love that show. Is it a good show? I feel bad that I...
You can actually get a nicotine high
just watching how much they smoke in that
show.
58, this will piss some of the sci-fi freaks off. Science going on at the end of the table. X-Files at 58. Sons of Anarchy at 56. That's one of those ones that I still have the last 5 episodes sitting on my DVR. I've watched every single episode. Maybe even the last 4.
Right.
The last season started turning me off to where I didn't want to know what happened.
Yes.
So I haven't watched them. Like, it was my favorite show, probably one of my... And I think had they not made that last season the way they did, this would be higher on... I think anybody that got into this show, this was one of those Walking Dead or whatever. It swept the nation. You went to work and you heard people talking about a show you, I guess, wouldn't normally think you would hear people talking about.
Yeah.
And then that last season, and they just... They changed, I don't know, it got different for me, but that was a great one at 56. Daredevil, I didn't know it was a TV show at 55. I knew it was a movie. Viking, never watched any of that either. It's got the same, I think it's got the dude from Sons of Anarchy and some other dudes. Supposed to be super good show. Bunch of
gay.
Super murder, killing, fighting type. It's like, it'll be on here in a little bit, the Thrones show, Game of Thrones. It's like a manlier version of that's what I've heard. Friday Night Lights at 53. That was huge for a while. The Grand Tour at 52. I've never heard of it. The Shield, it 51.
Like a Stomper commercial. Remember the toys, the Stomper?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This Is Us at 50. That was one of those sappy shows that was on, made everybody cry. I think it's still on. Oz, I kind of thought would be higher. I'd put this in my top 10 with Sopranos, with a bunch of those. I watched every single episode of Oz. This was the show that me and that, and even 6 Feet Under.
But I would agree with 49.
Would you put that far back? That's still out of all the, maybe there's a bunch of shows coming up that are going to blow my mind, but I would, for me personally, because I guess the impact that it took, because I've watched every episode and I would watch them new.
Yeah, I never got into it.
I don't know if it was all the forced rape or what it was, but there was, no, I don't know what it was.
That's what drew you in.
No, I think it was just the,
yeah, they got to make them want it.
There was one of those shows that, like, there was a bunch of the characters on that you already knew from different shows, and the depth of the characters that some of them played. And then, like, the twists and turns between how a character would be the good guy one season, then he's a, it was just a show that kept you watching, kept you thinking. Another one that I've never watched, but kind of wish I would have, Deadwood. Supposed to be super good. Never got into it. It's at 48. Can't argue, deny.
Swearingen was one of my favorite characters on that show.
Now, this is one that I will fight anybody to the death on, that this is not in the top 10. Number 46, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Go fuck yourself. This is kind of he made the odd situation comedy. If it wasn't for Curb Your Enthusiasm, a stupid show that's going to be above this Seinfeld that's going to be up here.
I've never watched top. It.
Curb, you haven't?
I've never.
Oh, it's great. It's like you in your everyday life and just the odd shit that happens because you're you.
Right.
That's Larry David. It's this Jew that says what's on his mind that... Because a huge part of the show is him being a Jew.
Okay.
I mean, he makes that a big part of the show. I mean, I'm not saying because he's a Jew.
I'd expect this from Smoothie, but...
No. He makes it a big part. That's who he is. But then it's not. Like, he's...
You're going to rail on the Jews now?
No, I don't. No, he's my favorite person in the world. No. I love Jews, personally. Orange Jews. No.
Nice.
No.
Apple juice. Grape juice.
It's a situation humor show that it's just normal shit. Like, he goes to just sign papers for something and it just turns into the biggest ordeal. So if you haven't watched Curb, watch it. It's the kind of show you can watch over your lunch, 30 minute episodes.
I'll see if I can't find it.
Good show. 45, another show. It's probably fine where it's at, but I did really enjoy watching Top Gear for a certain time. They say it's 02 to present. I don't know if this is the UK version or the American version. I liked them both. I don't really care. They were both funny shows to me, and I liked the little comedy that went with it, and it was a cool way to look at the new cars coming out, and most of the time when they put Chevy versus anything else at one.
One of the guys really tall, and they would always put him in a sports car?
Always, yeah. The British one, they always did that.
Yeah.
On the American, they were all kind of, none of them were big dudes.
Right.
Dragon Ball Z at 44.
Yeah.
I actually watched probably every episode of it because my kid was into it, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. 6 Feet Under at 43. I said it a minute ago. I knew it would be on the list. To me, it would be higher, but I'm sure, like, the haunting of Hill House, never seen it, shouldn't be above 6 Feet Under. Battlestar Galactica, another one of those huge sci-fi ones that had everybody involved. I've never seen an episode of it. Probably never will. Rome, never seen it, 05 to 07. Downton Abbey, that was a huge one. That won awards every year it was out. Never seen an episode of it. Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul
was a great show. I haven't watched everything. I've watched probably the first two or three seasons. Down on his luck, lawyer that'll do anything for money. Gets himself in a bunch of odd, weird situations. Good show.
And it was at that point that Saul found himself on the wrong side of the glory hole. Film at 11.
One that I just caught my son watching tonight. He's 14. I'm torn on it. I don't care. I watched this at 14. I'm not torn on it. I mean, it just, he's never been into that. But South Park, I thought would even probably be higher, but probably because it's such a political diverse show.
It's such a politically divisive. Incorrect. politically incorrect show.
Completely. I mean, that's what I even said to him. I'm like, you know, it's just it. But I like that it's one of those shows that don't care. It makes fun of everything. It does everything equally.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It doesn't like something more than the other. Even I know
the whites are equally stupid as everybody else.
But I know the creator's beliefs. He's he leans one way very strongly, and some of it shows that. But he'll make fun of his side just as much. Like his heroes, he throws under the butts, under the butts. But just as much as anybody.
Canadians, with their floppy heads.
Well, in the Michael Jackson episode, and there's nothing off limits, and he usually brings current events into his show, which keeps you involved in current events with a comedy song to go with it. So,
right.
Fuck you, Uncle Fucker.
Yeah.
At number 37. Number 36, The Simpsons, just one above it. I even really thought that would be on higher. I heard that they're on the last season this year. Somebody died that is too influential in it to keep going. So they were going to finish some episodes that they had.
It came out in 87.
89.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm wrong.
But you were pretty damn close.
Right.
But it's the longest running, not comedy, not cartoon, it's the longest running TV show in history, I believe. The most episodes of any show, except for like, it was Johnny Carson and like one other show that had actually more episodes, but did not air near the total length of time. So America's longest running animated show was originally adapted from the series of short sandwich between skits on the Tracy Ullman show in the 80s.
Yep.
And that's where I remember that from, because she used to do a bunch of the original voices or did some of them. So,
right.
Anyways, The Simpsons at 36. 35, House. I got into it for a little while. I wasn't a big House guy. There was some good stuff. He was a funny, crippled doctor that came up with good solutions for stuff in between drinking and drug abusing himself. So,
well, that, and he was honest to a fault.
Mm-hmm. But that he was kind of the beginning of the Brits taking over TV, or the, I don't even know if he's Brit, Australian, or whatever he is, but of the non-American actors taking over American roles or whatever, you know? So,
what kind of roles? Like dinner rolls?
Breakfast rolls, dinner
rolls.
Croissant. Taking over acting roles.
Oh.
Just like, you know, the first time I watched a behind the, like there was a making, I watched the first episode of Walking Dead, and then season two, all the actors were talking. I'm like, what the every one of them was British. I'm like, what the shit?
Right.
I didn't know. 34, I got into this, and then we lost Cinemax or Showtime. It was on Dexter. If you were a 6 Feet Under guy, and this guy played the weirdest kind of gay character on 6 Feet Under, and then you watched his evolution of his character on Dexter, it was pretty cool. He was like, he was everybody's favorite serial killer. I mean, for a certain time. And that aired from 06 to 13.
Everybody likes a serial killer with a heart of gold.
Yeah, when you're taking out the right people, we've all wanted that guy to be out there. I mean, he was Superman's, you know, he would be like, if Kryptonite was Superman and just went after the root, the baddest thing of it, it was Dexter. I don't know I couldn't evolve him back to Superman. I was trying to.
No, you Superman, can't, because yeah. Superman didn't actually murder people.
I know, that's what I was trying to say. If he was the, you know, if he was the Kryptonite version of him.
Dexter would bleed people slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember, and it was one of those shows that I did get enough into, you'd think I would have followed up, but I think we canceled Showtime and Cinemax and them at the same time, and I just went away.
It was on Netflix for a long time.
Yeah,
that's how I watched it.
See, I need to go. That's one of those ones I need to go find and just rewatch from the beginning.
Yeah, I binged these are the hell out of that.
That's the main reason I even wanted to do this list, was just so I could get some shows. I'm gonna go read it back or listen to it back later, just so I can get the shows out that I wanted to watch.
Right.
33, West Wing. I watched part of a season of that. I'm a political guy a little bit, so I kind of got into that, but I didn't like the way they did it. Monty Python's Flying Circus at 32. Never watched it. Obviously, I was too young to watch it live, but I've watched...
You're old enough to rent it.
That's what I said. I've watched all of the... It used to be on, like, Nick at Night or one of those.
Yeah.
And my stepmom used to make or let me watch stay up late to watch it.
It was on PBS in the 80s. That's how I found it.
And that may have been it may have been on the same thing I watched Mr. Bean on.
It's Saturday nights at 10 o'clock.
30, Freaks and Geeks. 29, Attack on Titan. 28, Twin Peaks. Now, see, again, another one that's in my top 10 that 27, I would actually not have thought it was going to be this high. My favorite show probably of all time, Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
right,
at 27. I'm kind of surprised because the type of humor that's in there and the type of people that show turns off for it to even be this high shows you what genius writers and cast that show has. So if you've never watched Always Sunny, don't start with the new episodes. Actually, you may like the new stuff if you're into New Day comedy because they've evolved it a little bit. Go back and watch the original stuff.
Right.
It punches you in the face with their comedy. It's doesn't make you go find it. It doesn't.
It's how it's written, and the characters, you love to hate them.
And you know.
Because they're just trash.
Yes. Yes. In the best sense of the word.
Right.
Kind of.
Hateful people doing horrible things.
But in most of the time, they do it to as bad people.
Yeah.
So it works out. And it's in Philadelphia, so I feel like they're all that way. So I just don't like the sports teams. I don't know nothing about the people. 26, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
I keep hearing people talk about this. I've never seen an episode. I every time I see the character on here, the picture they're showing, I feel like I have, but I've never seen an episode of it. In post-World War I England.
It's a good show. It's a really good series. It's not as violent as what it should be.
Okay.
I mean,
because it's a BBC show, so they're probably not going to let it be quite as violent as they should be.
Now, if Tarantino can do it, that would be the level of violence that it should be post-World War II.
Okay, I'm with you.
Because these guys come back, they're still pissed.
Okay, I'm with you.
And they've learned how to do all this ways to hurt other people.
I think this was on one of the lists of shows that big shows nobody knows about, or so I don't know. There was another one we did, but it's 2013 to present, so it's still being going on.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the amount of violent tricks that they use they're just hilarious.
Maybe it was you that brought it up to me one time too.
Yes, okay. This is one of my favorite shows.
Okay. Well, now I'll catch up on it for you.
And my wife had said, "Yeah, let's check this out." It's like,
thank you.
This is a show.
Yeah.
This is a
show. So is she into it too?
Not
as much as you, obviously. Because you love it, she don't. That makes sense. 25, this is the one where I think it should not be above Curb, because if it wasn't for Curb, this show wouldn't exist. But although this did come before Curb, written by... So anyways, number 25, Seinfeld. I like it. I'm torn. It's one... I don't like the laugh. There's certain things about it I don't like, but I do love the situational humor. That's my favorite kind of comedy. Just people living their lives in the stupid, normal, everyday shit that happens. Seinfeld hit on that. Larry David, they seen that there's people telling jokes out there.
Right.
But there's not people making jokes out of what's going on in their everyday life. You
right.
just followed four dummies around. And I mean, obviously these aren't real people, but besides, I guess, Kramer, they pretty much could be. So, I mean, it could be with him, but a little over the top.
Well, everybody knows a weirdo like Kramer.
That's true. Yeah, we do. One of them does a show with me on Mondays. 24, Arrested Development. I love that show. It was a good show. I don't know if I put it above a lot of these, but to other people, I get why they do. That's like one of those cult shows.
I think this show and Archer should switch places. I think Archer was where it was because it's a cartoon or animated.
Yeah. If that was there was at one point they talked about making an Archer TV show.
It wouldn't be as good.
It couldn't be. You couldn't be, because you can't, the violence and some of that stuff can't do. And then I don't even think the sexual, like how he does it, it would come off the wrong way if it wasn't just this super sexy cartoon dude doing it. So animated dude. 23, Narcos. Never seen it. It got great reviews. It won a bunch of awards. About, I think it's Madea and guy. It's about Pablo Escobar, and I've never seen it. 2015 to 18, follow the funny life of Pablo Escobar.
So it was on for 3 years.
It's amazing. It must have had a huge... I don't know how these get voted on. That makes it hard. Number 22, Office US version. I'd probably again put that in top 10, just because that's... I've never watched a bad episode of The Office. I'm not saying that any one of them are my favorite episode, but I've never watched a bad episode. It's one of those, again, just situational comedy type shows. So. And we've all worked in some sort of office. 21, Westworld. 20, House of Cards. Never seen it. One of those ones that I know I should, but haven't. 19, Stranger Things. It's another one of those, still going to present. It's huge hit show that I've never seen an episode on. I'm not a Netflix guy.
The kids
guy.
Like it.
Yes, that's what I think. Like my, I hear like all my nieces and nephews and cousins talking about it. 18, Gravity Falls. Animated show.
Not to be confused with Wiener Falls.
That's weird that they would put that above. Again, see, these are all these ones that go to Netflix and they just take off. So maybe I ought to watch it because I love animated shows. And I think a guy at work the other day told me he's been watching it. Late night. See, that's weird. Like this. Now we're going to get into night shows, but late night with, or last night, last week tonight with John Oliver. It's kind of a funny show, but I don't put it in TV shows. The Boys, never seen it, never heard of it. Cowboy Bebop, never heard of it. 15, Black Mirror, 14. That was a big one on Netflix for a while. Comedy, I'm not a... 13, Friends. I guess if you're just longest running. Number 12, Twilight Zone. That makes sense. That's like the first really old one that's been in there. I used to watch that all the time. It used to creep me out. You go back and watch it now, it's like the world's worst graphics, and you see the wires and everything in the background. It almost makes it scarier.
The only thing worse than this is a old show that was called Night Gallery.
Okay.
And it was like a cheap version of Twilight Zone.
Yeah. You'd see them
so
setting
if you
up
think
the stuff.
Twilight Zone was hokey.
This is another weird one. I used to watch this as a kid, but Batman the Animated Series at 11.
Right.
Good show, but I wouldn't have put it there. Firefly at 10. Fargo at 9. That makes sense. I didn't get all the way into it. I watched probably the first 3 seasons, and then for some reason, I don't know, just stopped watching it. Not because it was bad, just because I fell out of touch with it. I still don't know if I'd put it there. True Detective probably should be there. There's been some bad seasons, some good seasons, but that had major reviews. Everybody talks about it every time an episode's on. It got a 9.0 rating. The Woody Harrelson season's supposedly the best. I got to go back and watch them all. Sherlock at number 7, 2010 to present. They must be doing like, this is another BBC one, and I've never heard.
Sherlock is a good show.
Is it?
You know, once again, he's honest to a fault.
Do you only watch BBC shows? Is this one you've truly watched?
Yeah, Sherlock, yeah.
I mean, is it like the Holmes and Watson show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's more modern.
But it's about him as Sherlock. It doesn't have a chick playing him like the new one. And,
right.
Okay. I could watch it. I used to love like the old Sherlock Holmes movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And
Watson is always like his guardian, kind of like his keeper.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you got to quit doing this to people. Quit being an ass about everything.
He's just straightforward, man. He just says it how it is.
Yeah.
At number 7, I don't think it should be there, but it's a 9.2 rating, so apparently it's an awesome show. So I can't, you would think I would have heard more about it for it to be this high on the list. So that's all I say. Avatar, The Last Airbender at number 6. Again, I've seen every one of these because of my son. It was a great animated series. I'm not going to lie. Still don't put it above The Office. Still don't put it above.
Right. It was good, but it's not as...
Now, this one does belong where it's at and maybe higher. Sopranos at number 5. I don't think we could argue it being a top 5 show of all time for how many people tuned in to watch that every night, every episode. I mean, Pussy and everybody were just parts of everybody's life when that show was... I don't know about everybody, but everybody I knew when that show was going on. People got HBO simply for that show at that time. So, great show. I can't argue that. The Wire at number 4. I would watch this off and on through the years, but I never, again, I never got caught into it, addicted to it. So, still cited as one of TV's greatest TV or one of the greatest TV shows of all time. The Wire went off air more than 10 years ago. You ever seen it?
No.
Okay. Can't comment on it.
No.
Rick and Morty at number 3. Again, a pretty funny show.
Right.
Not number 3. Game of Thrones, number 2. I knew that would be. Wow. I hadn't seen it yet, so you knew it was going to be there because everybody watched it besides me and you and everybody in the show. That's the reason I can continue doing the show with you.
Well, I've I've watched a lot of it.
Okay, well, I'm not doing the show with you no more.
My wife had read the books before they were shows.
No, I get it. There's people. It's cool sci-fi stuff.
The part that was made into a show after a book is good.
And I think
after that, they're just guessing and pissing in the wind, and they're not doing a very good job.
Since we talked about it already, and it was one of those, you got to love to hate heroes as a bad guy. Number one of all time, Breaking Bad. I think I knew it was coming after I hadn't seen it about 15. I knew it would be there somewhere along the line.
Right.
I fall into a weird situation on this, too, to where I'm about 2.5 or 3 seasons behind of Breaking Bad.
Right.
It's on my list. There's so many on my list. So yeah. That was the top 100. I'm going to go back and listen to this part later because I want to write my own list, and I'm going to come back with the top 10 list next week of my favorite shows. And there was only one of them in the top 10 of this list. So that was to me, a disheartening top 100 list.
Are you talking shows or movies?
Shows, TV shows, movies. That'd be an interesting one too. Maybe we could do it. If we're going to do that, we need to let Andy know about that one since he should be here next week. Because I'd be interested in knowing what his top 10 movies are.
Right.
I would almost like to play a game guessing what Andy's top 10 movies are.
Okay. Well, since we're here talking about it.
Okay.
You know, and we can give Andy time to make his list.
Okay.
Of his top 10 shows and his top 10 movies.
Okay.
And then we'll do that right before Christmas.
There we go. That'll give you a little bit of time. And that's coming up crazily right around the corner.
It's only 17 days away.
Wow. 16, I think. It's the 9th. It's the 25th.
Did I carry the one?
If my math checks out, your math doesn't.
Well, I suck at math, so that's narrowed down.
Well, the other reason I have you on the show, because that's not all you suck at.
Whoa.
Not nothing. I better get to this part. I'll go to you for hearing a story. The football playoffs came out this weekend. I know you're not you don't care. I get it. But a lot of my listeners do. We do have your list. Well, that's true. I have a top 40 list of players for you in a minute. But the final four was set. LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Oklahoma State or Oklahoma 4. So you end up with some weird matchups, LSU and Oklahoma, Clemson and Ohio State. King Cobra obviously has a vested interest in this. He's a huge Oklahoma fan. That is not a good matchup for them. But it's also a great one. You get the number one team out of the way. The other side of that is their quarterback, it'll already be out by then, is fighting for the Heisman kind of against that quarterback. So even if I think the Heisman will come out before that game happens, so that may give, because LSU's quarterback, if all checks out, should win that award, it sounds like, and then that will give, usually the person that doesn't win it has the motivation coming into that game. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you're an Oklahoma fan, you're almost hoping that Jalen Hurts does not win the Heisman, because traditionally the Heisman winner doesn't perform good after they win the Heisman. It's not always.
Right.
But very traditionally, the Heisman winner gets beat, especially if they're in a game against the runner-up. So that's the only thing I think you have going for you. Other than that, LSU looks scary strong. No question, everybody knew from week one that Clemson was going to be in there. Ohio State about week four kind of proved they were the best team in the Big Ten. There wasn't a lot that could get in their way. Kind of think everybody knew they were going to be in there. Oklahoma was the wild card. A bunch of things had to happen. Teams had to lose I don't know a bunch of things for Oklahoma, but for Oklahoma to not get in, a bunch of things had to happen. So that worked out. Me and Conrad, when we worked together, seems like years ago, a couple months ago, we had a talk where it was going to be hard for them to get in after they had lost the game.
Right.
But turned out they got in. So happy days for the show people. Conrad will be happy. That's the playoffs. I have no vested interest. I'm a Michigan fan. Don't really care. We drew Alabama in a bowl, which, again, I don't do a lot of sports talk here, but that's about as mean as it could get. Michigan had a kind of a supposed to be real high up season, kind of fell down low. Alabama's probably my most hated team in football. So it could be, if we could beat them, that would be an awesome victory or a good way to end a kind of a down season for a team that had was supposed to be in this Final Four matchup I'm talking right. about. So that's the football playoffs. Locally, which we'll get to it on the show Wednesday, the Chiefs and the Patriots had a crazy game, and Chiefs came out on top. That'll be talked about on Wednesday because that was our pick three. You had a top 40 list. What do you have there, buddy?
I'm going to narrow it down.
We are. We're going to have to because my 100 list kind of ate up the show.
Can't we just start with 20? Because that's what I was going to do.
I should have, but I would have missed. That was the problem with the top 100 list. I should have skimmed it better because half of my shows wouldn't have been in there at 49, at 47. Right. So if I would have just read that top 20 list, I would have been pissed. I would have went to bed so sad tonight. You have to understand.
So well, everybody has their favorites, and everybody has their most hated NFL players.
And this is the top 20 most hated NFL players?
Yes.
All right. Number 20.
Number 20 is Deion Sanders.
Is he?
Primetime drove old school fans nuts with his trash-talking, high-stepping style of playing cornerback.
Okay.
Sanders attracted even more haters by bouncing around the team to team, jumping from the Falcons to the 49ers to the Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Big making. He was that original, like, he's just a normal guy today.
Both.
But he was that original, he just showed primetime. I mean, it just primetime. Gold chains and
right.
and just so many. I mean, he had net call. I mean, he had more accessories than they had accessories. He had accessories for his accessories. The guy was fly.
Number 19 is Randy Moss.
Okay, I can see that one.
Moss knew how to piss plenty of people off. His fake mooning of the Packers fans was just the tip of the iceberg. That was one of the funniest damn things I've ever seen.
Great. He was the Cowboy killer, and he's still one of my favorite receivers of all time.
Right.
He had enough stats against the Cowboys to get into the Hall of Fame. He didn't have to play another team.
Let's see. Mooning of the Packers fans was just tip of the iceberg as he drew criticism for doing things like leaving the field early and squirting a referee with a water bottle.
He did do that. That was one of the great ones. One of the funniest fights of all time, too, when he went to the 49ers, his first game against the Falcons, and him and Andre Rison, it was like they were doing this like over the top, like punching each other in the helmet and headbutting each other fight thing. It was the cutest little two friends fighting thing I've ever seen.
Right.
It was like the biggest deal at the time. And now that that dude just hit the other dude in his head with his own helmet, that looks like nothing.
Number 18 was Richie Incognito.
I would have put him higher.
Incognito's career was recovered with the Buffalo Bills, but he was vilified.
Yeah, for picking on
the Miami Dolphins for taking his hazing of a teammate, Jonathan Martin, too far. For his role in the bullying scandal, Incognito spent the entire 2014 season out of the league.
Bit of a open racist, it's been said. He says what's on his mind, and if he doesn't like whatever's in front of him, he does it. Bit of a crazy guy. May roid out a couple times.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's a crazy offensive lineman. Big corn-fed fucker, dude.
Number 17 is Johnny Manziel.
Manziel.
Johnny Football. Already hated for his Johnny Football persona at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
But his continual embarrassment of the Cleveland Browns with his playing and problems with drugs. Oh, partying.
Yeah.
His playing and partying problems with drugs. And alcohol resulted in being released after just two seasons.
Then he got signed by the Canadian Football League, got cut from there, and now he'll be making his intro into the XFL coming up.
16 is James Harrison. Harrison might...
He's a big, bad motherfucker.
Might well be the scariest player in the NFL,
yes.
And it's been easy for fans to call him a dirty player. Harrison is a throwback steel curtain stealer. As he was fined more than $100,000 in 2010 for various dirty hits and body slams.
Put it this way. If we took a headshot of him, his head would fit on that TV screen behind you, but his neck wouldn't.
Right. 15 is Conrad Dobler.
That's old school, buddy.
Yeah.
That's 50s, 60s. Yeah, Dobler. Conrad. Remember, I took a picture and said, not all Conrads. Okay, they all look alike. Shave that mustache off. That's Conrad.
That's Conrad.
That's also Burt Reynolds.
That's a
thick Burt Reynolds.
I wasn't going to say fat. The reason Dobler was hated by opposing players and his fans was simple. He tried to hurt them and wasn't bashful about the fact that he was trying to do so.
Yep.
Dobler was one of the nastiest offensive linemen of his era. I love him. I love everything about what I just read. Who did he play for?
Often, I think he played for like the Cardinals. He played for a bunch of teams. I honestly don't. I know a bunch of stories about him. I mean, he was that original dirty player you talk about, but.
I think he was on
multiple teams.
Albert Hainsworth. Prior to signing with Washington, Hainsworth was disliked for stomping on Cowboys center Andre Gurode during a game in 2006. And then Hainsworth signing a $100 million deal with the Redskins and proceeded to steal that money.
Mm-hmm.
Spending most of his two seasons with the team, antagonizing his coaching staff and giving little to no effort. 13 is Jay Cutler. Cutler is hated for his attitude, not because he has a particularly nasty streak. Because he gives the impression that he just doesn't care. Memes like Smokin' Jay and his final years with the Bears and Dolphins only added to this image.
He was one of those ones that he was a pretty decent quarterback that he just started too good in his career and left the Broncos and went to the Bears and it just kind of went downhill. Never had teams around him. Maybe went to, I think he took him to a, no, it wasn't him. That was Orton that took him to, yeah, he didn't even take him to the Super Bowl. So every time he got hurt, they did better.
Oh, right. Montana. Number 12 is Michael Irving. the playmaker became the poster child for the people who hated the Cowboys' dynasty of 1980s. As his activities at Valley Ranch were well documented, Irvin became so hated that he was booed by Eagles fans when he was carted off of the vet with a career-ending injury.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome of Eagles fans.
So you like the Eagles fans now?
No, I hate them. It was a joke. And then even more famously, his first like a Monday Night Football game with ESPN Network, or I don't know if he was on ESPN or NFL Network, but they're like set up in this little area up in kind of by the stands, and they had to continually edit out and they had to kick people out because the N-word and the whatever like was heard on air like 9 or 10 times. Like they could not stop it. They had to like move their set. Like people were threatening shit and throwing shit on him. Like he's hated there. Because he dominated them.
Right.
Okay, I mean, okay, why wouldn't you hate him?
Number 11 is Adrian Peterson.
Ooh. Just for beating his kid with a stick?
History may forget all day's transgressions eventually, but the Vikings' great earned and innumerous deal.
How is it really all about the spanking his kid deal? That pisses me off.
Hated when he was suspended most of the 2014 season after pleading to a misdemeanor reckless assault after disciplining his son with a switch. A switch? The kid got off easy. A switch.
Yeah, and
you ever had a hot spoon on the back of your goddamn neck?
I'm not saying I agree with it, because there is a fine line, but I grew up in the go pick your own switch age. And so I'm torn on it because I don't like the I don't know. There is a point where a kid needs his ass whooped.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, so that's where I'm torn. But the fact that you're gonna vilify a dude for hit, you know, that turns me off. He never beat nobody, like women wise. He never, you know, his kid still loved him. His kid, I mean, obviously he didn't, you know.
Well, yeah, they knew what had happened if they didn't.
That's true. Go pick another switch.
Number 10 is Adam Pac-Man Jones.
That makes sense. Script club.
Through his entire NFL career, Jones has never managed to stay out of trouble.
Script club.
He was suspended for the entire 2007 season due to multiple off-field incidents, was fined $35,000 in 2015 for slamming Amari Cooper's head into his helmet, and was part of the Bengals meltdown of the AFC wildcard game that same season.
Yeah, him and Burford were a fun pair.
Number nine is Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger. There you go. Or Rapelessberger. It's, oh my God. You'll get into it. Far off. You'll know why.
No matter what he does, Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger
has had to deal with the baggage of sexual assault allegations
not
that
once,
were brought
not twice,
against him
but
in
three times.
2010. Outside of Pittsburgh, the Steelers QB is not a popular person.
Great quarterback. I'm not going to lie, but his raping of the women has turned me south. No. There was one particular story where he pushed his way into a woman's bathroom because he thought the woman was eyeing him before she went in and proceeded to forcefully make out or, you know, who knows? I mean, if you believe the guy or the girl or whatever. And that was, there was some others along that lines. He's just, I think, one of those people that was never told no. I'm not justifying in any way until all of a sudden he got told no, didn't know how to do it. And, you know, it was a whole reality check
for
him.
Well, she said no, but I thought she was joking. Well, that's rape.
That, you know, it, where I'm from, no means, well, tell me no again and then maybe, but.
Number eight is Bill Romanowski.
Yeah, he's a psycho. Great.
Romanowski may have won four Super Bowls, but he didn't make many friends doing so, from kicking Larry Sanders in the head to breaking Kerry Collins' jaw to spitting in J.J. Stokes' face.
Right in his face.
To throwing a football at Brian Cox.
Stepping
Romanowski pissed opposing players and fans off everywhere he went. He even punched his own teammate, Marcus Williams, in the face.
Broke his nose. That dude used to take so many roids. Have you seen the new Longest Yard?
Well, his bicep is half the size of his helmet.
Oh, he was a freak. He was the intro of the roid days.
Number seven, Colin Kaepernick. Prior to the 2016 season, Kaepernick was already disliked for his cocky attitude in the field and his embarrassing the swag lifestyle off of it. The hatred for Cap took on a whole new dimension when he refused to stand for the national anthem in 2016. The former Niners QB became so hated by fans around the league that he has become completely unsignable since opting out of his contract with San Francisco.
That's one of those weird ones. I'm torn on that. I don't think he is hated by a lot of fans, but it was just, I don't know. That's one of these stupid ones. I mean, the problem with the guy is he had one really good season, one decent season, and then started going really far downhill.
Right.
You bring a lot of baggage on top of that. That's where I'm torn on, you know, or whose fault it, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I think if he had never kneeled, had never done that, I don't know if he'd still be in the league today. He would have been in the league 5 more years or 6 more years or 4 more years or whatever, you know, whatever that is. He would have been in the league up until right about now.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, history will only tell this story. I don't think he's going to be, my beliefs set aside, I don't think he's going to be a villain in history.
No.
He's not. The people that... He's not going to be a villain in history, and I hate... People don't want to hear that.
Well...
Because he didn't. He's not a villain. He's a...
Pissing people off is part of our job here, too.
I know it is. I'm not mad when I do that.
Right.
I'm not a Colin Kaepernick fan at football. But his other stuff, I don't care.
I don't really care either way.
No.
But number six is Ray Lewis.
Now, he did get somebody murdered. He should be higher on the list. I'm sorry. He had somebody murdered.
Well, number six is pretty high on the list, really.
We'll have to see who comes after that, because there is some OJ. There's Cowlings. Okay, so I don't want to kill your list here. I do know some that'll be below him, I hope.
Early in his career.
The problem is Ray Rice is going to be below him. Go ahead. Sorry. Sorry. It just hurts my feelings.
Early in his career, Lewis was charged with the murder of two men after a party in Atlanta. Well, don't party in Atlanta.
That's truth. Super Bowl he didn't make it to.
The charges were eventually dropped in exchange for a testimony. Lewis might have become a model citizen, but opposing fans still jeer him.
I don't know. It's
tune in next week for the top five most hated players in the NFL.
It's one of those. He's one of those. When I see him on, he's on Monday Night Football, and even if you do turn, I don't know. Maybe he is a great guy, and he did get into the preacher thing and Reverend Ray Lewis now and all that. I don't know, you know. So we're really, you're going to leave it there, huh?
No, no, I can't.
I was
going to
say, don't do that. Like, don't do that.
That would be a dick move. Number five, Tom Brady. I agree with this.
I don't know how Tom Brady goes above Ray Lewis. After everything after this is going to be like everything that came after Always Sunny.
But. Murder is not as bad as Tom Brady.
Okay, go ahead. Why Tom Brady? Just because he's the best quarterback of all time. I don't like him either.
Not only has Brady's path to becoming the greatest players in NFL history has come by trampling many teams, mostly the entire AFC East, but Brady and the Pats' ethics have come into question more than once during his career. Opposing fans still cry bloody murder over how he was bailed out by the Tuck rule, the Spygate scandal, and Deflategate as success breeds contempt.
Deflategate was when he was taking the air out of the balls.
Brady's history of incredible victories and seemingly perfect looks and lifestyle also give people plenty of reason to hate him.
New story to go along with this. The Bengals play, which suck, play the Patriots next week. There's a story that came out today about the Patriots filming play calls of the Bengals last week's game.
Right.
They weren't playing, but they said they got permission because they're doing a documentary.
Right.
Just an interesting sidebar. We'll see if that becomes a bigger story. Go ahead.
Okay. Number four is Greg Hardy. Hardy became the poster child of scorn for players accused of domestic violence in the aftermath of the Ray Rice hysteria of 2015, and the Carolina Panthers eventually cut ties with him. He may have rehabilitated his image with the Dallas Cowboys, but he did little on the field. Hardy has shown little contrition and has been out of the league since the end of 2015 season.
He's actually a pro MMA fighter now, fighting in the UFC in the heavyweight division. Little follow-up note. seems like a lot of these players have ties to the Cowboys. Will be another follow-up note. Michael Irvin, Adam Jones, Hardy, Haynesworth, keep going.
Addiction problems and rape problems. And
nope, that was Roethlisberger. That's a Steelers issue.
And murder.
That's a Steelers issue. That's a Ravens issue.
Dallas is over there. Give me your tired. You're poor. Oh, I'm not sure if I can pronounce this one.
Let me see.
Number three.
Indomican Sue.
All right, Indomican Sue. Sue is
or Donkey Kong Sue. Seriously.
All right. I'm sure this makes sense to people that follow football.
Everybody that's a sports person knows exactly we're okay.
Yeah. I'm just reading it.
He's a Nebraska alum. Go ahead. Drafted by the Lions. I'm a loser.
Sue is an old school defensive lineman, but that doesn't mean he has won favors over outside of Detroit and Miami. Sue has body slammed Jake Delhomme.
Delhomme. I love that. You call him Delhomme from now on. I know.
Delhomme.
It's Delhomme.
Jake Delhomme.
Jake the Snake Delhomme.
This stomped Evan Dietrich Smith.
Mm-hmm.
What have I done here now? And stepped on Aaron Rodgers' legs. For these transgressions, he has had to carry the dysfunction. No, the distinction of being a dirty player.
He is a dirty player.
Number two is Terrell Owens.
Again, any of these that are under Lewis just don't make sense to me, but go on.
I told you they hate to love me. One of the most talented receivers in NFL history, Owen's incredible abilities were perhaps surpassed by his own neurotic behavior and narcissism. Owens burned bridges in San Francisco, torpedoed the Eagles Super Bowl team by publicity fueling with McNabb, and ended up being shown the door in Dallas. On his playing merit, Owens may have been the first ballot Hall of Famer, but his committee waited until his third year of eligibility to induct the outspoken whiteout.
Yeah, he's one of those, I don't know, he's just a dummy. He doesn't know no better, but another Cowboy, though. I like your Cowboys top list of most hated players. That was number two. So number
There's
one,
no way I could have known this.
No, I wonder, it's weird because, so it's OJ, I would think, would have to be number one, but there's so many others that could have been. There's Ray Carruth, who murdered his wife.
Allegedly.
While she was pregnant with their kid. Actually, I think she's still alive. Yeah, the kid's still alive. Killed the wife and the kid. Something weird like that. Who's number one?
The number one most hated NFL player will be revealed next week.
No, it
on
won't.
Monday paper.
Stop doing that. Who's number one?
Michael Vick.
So none of that. That's weird. I wonder where those fell. Now, that makes sense.
At the height of his fame,
again,
Vick
he killed
was
dogs, not people.
To prison for his role in dogfighting ring, causing him to miss the 2007 and 2008 seasons. Vick returned to the league with the Philadelphia Eagles, but animal rights activists have continued to pursue Vick like
a dog in heat.
Javert pursued Jean Vagin. This is awful French. I thought this was American football. Even after he quietly faded out of the spotlight, Vick is now retired and has been officially recognized as one of the greatest Atlanta Falcons in team history, but a large segment of the population will never forgive Vic for his transgressions.
Yeah, he was one of those, man, he was like the top of the world favorite football player. Kind of weird how when it happened in his career, he was just got a huge contract. And, oh man, that was one of those, there's no, like, don't feel sad for him in any way. He still kind of remade his career, came back for the Eagles. It was weird. He did some spots for, like, PETA and, like, it was all set up about that. But when you hear about, like, the stories are he was raised and all that and blah, blah, blah. But I'm a huge animal person. That was a hard one for me to ever swallow.
The way I remember it, it was his land, but his cousin was doing the dogfighting on this.
But,
on
well,
his land.
That was what he promoted the story as. Like, his cousin was doing it, but there's stories of him walking, like, one of his dogs lost a fight, and he just walks up behind it, shoots it in the head, pushes it in a hole. And, I mean, there's some pretty messed up stories that came out of people that were around him at that time. So, I don't know. I mean, people make I don't know how you could ever be that type of person that just is okay with that and then just be, you know, just like Ray Lewis to me. I don't know how you can have somebody killed and then just be an okay person.
Well, you're not a piece of shit. If you were a piece of shit and just a horrible person, then that would make more sense to me.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Maybe I'll try to bring out my piece of shit self a little more often.
If it made sense to you, you'd be just as fucked up as they are.
That's true.
But you're not, so I would just fall back on you don't have to go to every party and don't go changing.
Don't go chasing waterfalls?
No, don't go changing.
Stick to the rivers and lakes that I'm used to. You can have it your way if you want it. But you're moving too fast.
Why are you doing this?
You're moving too fast. Bear blamed for car damage in Alaska airport parking lot. Phoenix teen rescued after becoming stuck in a chimney. Woman gives daughter born at airport APT middle name. Apt middle name. Hiker answered plea to find wedding ring. Hiker's answered plea to find wedding ring lost on mountaintop. Oh, we did that one. I was trying to do a top three and have you pick one of them. A bear has been blamed for a pair of vehicle break-ins in Alaska airport parking lot that resulted in thousands of dollars in damage to one car, officials say. The vandalism occurred in the Island Air Terminal parking lot adjacent to the Kodiak Benny Bronson Benson State Park. Fairbanks Daily Miner reports Wednesday. Vehicle owner Dorian Phillips and Alyssa Benston are both residents of a village about 90 miles from the Kodiak. They parked their car 2 days, or her car was parked there for 2 days and returned to find caved in roof, broken window, ripped seats, and muddy bear prints covering the car. You know, what would be great is when they pull the tape and it's like a boyfriend has got some of those big bear paws and he fucked this all up and then he's got him in the mud and then he's stomping all over. Get you, bitch!
No, he's just growling.
Official estimates or early estimates say that Benson's car suffered $15,000 in damages. Benson noticed Phillips' car experienced similar damage 2 days later. The island air lot is near a wooded area and separated from the parking terminal from the airport, which charges $5 a day. Oh, so they were trying to use the free parking. Don't park in free parking in bear country. I mean, if anybody's ever been to Missouri, Conrad could tell you, you don't park in the free parking. That's what they want you to do.
You get what you pay for.
It says, Bill, bears will attack. Free parking. Two signs right beside each other. If you can't put two and two together.
Yeah, free parking's right over here. Just drive through all this honey.
The vandalism was unusual because the lack of items such as food, trash, which are normally featured in common bear break-ins, said the Department of Fish and Wildlife Game. It's an odd for a bear to break into a car where there's nothing to attract it. There's been several reports of, I wonder if this is a trained bear. This guy has got his bear trained, like, yeah, that one. And he rips it all up. He steals what he wants because nobody looks for stolen stuff once they think it's a bear. Yeah, I had a CD player. Figure the bear took it.
Yes, I trained bear.
Oh, hey, what's up, Vlad? You're back.
Yes, I trained bear to go ahead and fuck up this Audi.
Now, did you steal anything out of it? Or do you just have it fuck him up?
I did not steal anything out. However, bear had taken personal items out
of the backseat. Lots of them, I noticed.
And the trunk.
Yeah, I don't see him wearing any of those panties he took. Can I check yours out, Vlad?
However, the bear did not get the change out of the ashtray.
Still there! Oh, there he goes.
He's going for the ashtray now.
Okay, so you do know it's illegal to train bears to demolish and break into cars, correct, Vlad?
I did not train him to do so. He just likes to do it.
You, hold on, roll back the tape right there. You said, I do train to break into cars, blah, blah, blah. Money's still in the ad. Yep, you said
it. Sergey is bear. He does what he likes.
Oh, he's a freedom bear.
Yes.
You come from a place where I don't buy that.
He understands freedom and then.
Oh, is he? Okay, your kind of freedom. Freedom as long as you give it to him.
He has freedom to chase, steal things from cars then bring to me.
Oh, so yeah, non-freedom. He's your bear slave.
He's free to give me items.
Okay.
From people's trunks and under seats.
Could you train him to maybe just, like, break the window out?
No. Because
he's causing a lot of damage.
No, he must fuck up entire car. That's Sergey's way.
That 62 Nova over there, worth $6,000 tops.
Now it is worth sheet.
He did $15,000 worth of damage to a $6,000 car. I mean, these people are getting, you know, this is killing my insurance standing because now these people are parking their cars here purposely for your bear to smash it because all they find out is $15,000 worth of damage. There's a bunch of $4,000 cars parked out there.
Sergey enjoys smashing cars.
I can tell. He has muddy footprints, too. Why do you do it? Oh, we're back to the stealing stuff. Okay, I get it now. We live in a place where we have more bear break-ins than human ones, Phillips said. That's isolation from Fairbanks. That's Alaskan humor.
So there was a break-in, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
They
stole all the goodies out of the car. It's close. Yeah.
Well, I came over from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here in Alaska.
In Alaska, we're from Canada. Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same weather,
continent,
eh?
Right? Hey.
Take off.
Stupid bears. Shoot it.
Well, not at the airport.
Well,
they'll throw you in the loony bin.
Now you're in between the airport parking lot and a wooded area. I think you can shoot there. It's Fairbanks. I'm pretty sure you can bring. That was where I think we did the story about your meth guts in the stomachs last week. You can bring anything but meth guts.
Right.
They didn't say nothing about his loaded shotgun he brought on the plane.
He's got a loaded bear.
That's true. You don't say anything. It's just me fat wife. She's hairy. It's No Shave November. there's a bunch more stories, but I think we've given them
it's
an
like
hour.
Irish Russian.
I know. Hey, man. My Russian's different than yours, man. You really don't like my Russian? I think my Russian really good. I'm from Russia.
Is that an Italian Asian?
This is my Russian. This is me a pure Russian. I'm like a Russian.
It's a 1920s Asian gangster.
I'm like a Russian. It is me, Vlad. The former first hold around for, I don't know, I don't. We didn't do a lot of stories. We did get a top 100 list, which I've got to get. I almost wasn't even going to, if you weren't going to show up when I seen this top 100 list,
right.
I was only going to do the show on the top 100 list.
Right.
So when I hadn't heard from you at work when I left, the only thing I had was that top 100 list.
Right.
And a music that I wanted to play. One song I found, and that was what the show was going to be, was me. I was going to maybe read a little more of about the shows,
right.
But that was what the show was going to be, the top 100 TV shows. And
yeah, you went
papers.
Through your 100 list. It's like, I'm going to shave mine down to 20.
Yeah, but you read more of yours.
It was actually 40.
Yeah, well, maybe we should have done it in two segments and done the top 20 and the next 20. We can do stuff like that because it keeps him wanting, keeps him waiting. So,
tune in next week.
For top 5 Hall of Fame murderers. appreciate you listening as always. Download, tell a friend. You know, we don't stick to no format here. It's different. We try to make you smile. Mainly, we try to make us smile and laugh.
Right.
And hoping that us smiling and laughing makes you smile and laugh.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's for the listeners, but first and foremost, let's be honest, it's for our entertainment.
It's for us.
That and promoting the Conrad and Jack show.
Wednesday nights, 7 p.m., right on the Falcon, Facebook, everywhere.
Mixler.
I mean, that's the Falcon. Yeah. So do tune in Wednesday for the Conrad Jack show. Download, tell a friend. If you tuned in to see Andy and he's not here, go back and watch last week's episode to get you through. Next Monday he will be here, and then keeping up with his schedule, I believe he'll be gone the next week.
Right.
So we may try to do a special after one of these shows, or I don't know what everybody's schedule going into the holidays are, but we'll come up with something. There may be a missed show here and there because of the holidays, but we're here to give you some content. I'm going to have a top 10 list for you next week, not a top 100. And we will have our top 10 movies and top 10 TV shows of all time for next week. We'll get Andy to get his up.
Is that next week? The week before Christmas? The Monday before
Christmas?
Well,
you wanted to wait. So not next week, the following week we'll do right. that. I'll tweet out these guys. We're going to bring in every week. I want to start doing some sort of top 10.
Right.
So I'll think of whatever I want a top 10 to be, and then we'll have some sort of top 10 for you next week.
Nice.
All right. Monday Papers out. Thank you.